Okay, let's get started. First of all, thank you all for being here today.
Susan Tom, assistant outing leader with the Sierra Club Oahu, briefs a small group of hikers who are about to embark on a 2.5-hour walk up and down the Kaiva Ridge Trail in Kailua.
Everyone's got shoes on. Everyone has plenty of water. Okay, very good.
It'll be a really good hike.
Volunteer hike leader Clyde Kobashigawa is an 8th-grade earth science teacher. He hikes for exercise and to gauge change in his backyard playground in the 1950s.
I grew up right below that hill. Right in that area there used to be a guava tree grove. So guava season, we'd come up, harvest guavas, and take it back home to make guava jam. But the ridge has gotten fires, so it's killed off most of the guava trees. So there's just a few here and there, but it's not a grove anymore.
Kobashigawa says there are few native plants on the ridge and no native birds to speak of. John Shimogawa is a chief financial officer for a real estate developer. He guides the group up the steep 400-foot climb to the high point.
I believe this was cattle grazing years and years ago, and whenever cattle graze, they kill everything, especially the native trees like the koa, because the roots are kind of shallow and they walk around the trees, they kill the trees. So yeah, been replaced by more invasive species, koa haole, guinea grass, and just now it's fountain grass is really spreading.
Tom, who briefed the hikers, is an inspector with the radiation section of the State Department of Health. She got involved with the Sierra Club a few years ago and is now hooked on service projects, hikes, and plants.
It's Jamaican vervain. I love it because you can eat it, even though it is a weed. The flowers taste like mushrooms to me. And some people put in your salads, and it's a pretty color, and it tastes good.
2 hours into the hike, and the group reaches the World War II-era concrete pillboxes, which overlook Lanikai and provide a sweeping ocean view from Makapu'u to the Kaneohe Marine Corps base, all the way up the coastline to Kahalu'u. Yasuyo Tatebe signed up for the tour to take photographs, but not in living color.
This camera is a 70s Nikon. It's film camera and black and white. So I want to take nature in Hawaii in black and white. So this is my challenge, yeah, for today.
For UH librarian Hisami Springer, this is her first hike ever after living here for more than 30 years. She would like to learn more about her home.
I've never been up here. And it's really nice that some of the buildings that I never thought it might be up here, like the bunkers. I've seen them at Diamond Head, but I didn't know it's all over.
The trail ends at the Mid-Pacific Country Club area, where tourists and residents take the shorter hike to the pillbox viewing area. Kobashigawa wishes more young people would join the Sierra Club tours to see the view, but also experience the natural beauty of Hawaii.
The next generation is more into electronic games, texting on phones. Unfortunately, I see more of the older generation, they're doing this for exercise and enjoyment of the area, but I don't see a lot of young kids. And it's a shame because they won't have something to look back and say, wow, it used to be this way and now it's changed. They won't know that there is a difference.
Even so, the earth science teacher, chief financial officer, and radiation inspector vow to continue to educate, enjoy, and protect the environment.
Nice to meet you.
Have a safe trip back.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.